Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission.
This is day 6 of Jonah. Today's title is Fearing the Lord. John G. Butler said, "The sailor's fear here is an attitude that stands in awe of God, respects Him, reverences Him, and honors Him. It's the kind of fear of God that causes men to want to worship God, as the mariner's action indicates, and when we are motivated to worship by this fear of God, we will be worshiping with a high and holy motivation." Our text today is Jonah 1, verses 13 through 16. "Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to get back to dry land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more tempestuous against them. Therefore, they called out to the Lord, 'O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not on us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you.' So they picked up Jonah and hurled him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows." Today's scripture demonstrates the sailor's deeper concern for Jonah than the prophet had for the city of Nineveh. What a sad testimony when lost people have more love for people than a prophet of God. Verse 13 says, "Nevertheless, the men rowed hard." The Hebrew word "rowed" means they dug hard to bring the ship to land. In other words, they used all their own strength, but they still failed. Their actions are a stark reminder of our secular culture's futile attempts to solve the moral and spiritual issues we face. We will never solve the spiritual problems of the human heart with our worldly attempts. Jesus told a leading religious ruler of his day, "That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit." The only solution to our spiritual problems is divine intervention from the one who gives spiritual birth. In Jonah 1, we see a prophet who knows the God of the universe, a God who can calm any storm of life, yet in his disobedience, his heart is too hard to repent and put his trust in God. We also find lost people making more of an effort to find a solution than a rebellious prophet. However, their attempts are an illustration of extreme futility. How do these sailors suppose they can row hard enough to evade a storm sent by God? When the sailors reach the end of their striving, they finally cry out to God with these words, "O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not on us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." After begging God and consenting to his power, they throw Jonah into the sea. The moment Jonah entered the sea, God stopped the storm. When the sailors witnessed God's power, they feared the Lord greatly. This is the second time Scripture declares the sailors' fear of the Lord. The same two Old Testament words are used to describe their fear in both instances. This is a great reverential fear that caused the sailors to make sacrifices and vows to the Lord. Trent Butler describes the sailors' actions with these words, "Their earlier terror gradually gave way to respect and worship, but the aspect of terror never completely left the scene. The storm terrified them. Jonah's confession terrified them. Their experience in prayer and action with God brought them to worship. So they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. Worshipful fear did not remain a feeling or an emotion. It led to action, self-giving, and sharing." Lloyd J. Ogilvy adds these insightful words, "They knew that Yahweh was, indeed, sovereign of the sea, The sailors shuddered with awe and wonder, then made a sacrifice to Yahweh and followed it with vows. Seamen who had previously worshipped a sundry of false gods became people who worshipped Yahweh and vowed to serve him. Strange twist. Jonah would not go to Nineveh to prophesy to the Gentiles there, but he is caught in a situation in his escape in which Gentile sailors believed in Yahweh because of his brief witness that Yahweh, the God of heaven, made the sea and the dry land. God intended to use the prophet regardless of his resistance. There was no escape. Our God is not only omnipresent, he is also omnipotent. We should have a reverential fear of God simply because he is everywhere and all-powerful. The fear of the Lord is not only the beginning of wisdom, as seen in Proverbs 1:7, it also leads to a deeper commitment to God through worship. Consider these questions. In what ways do you have a healthy fear of the Lord? In what ways do your actions display a lack of godly fear? How do the following scriptures give you wisdom concerning the fear of the Lord? Proverbs 3:7-8. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh, and refreshment to your bones. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. Proverbs 10:27. The fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be short. Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you that you're not just omnipresent, you're omnipotent. And thank you that that same power that resurrected Christ is alive in us. I pray as we remember how great you are and that that reverential fear is reawakened in us, we would also be reminded of what we're told in 1 John, that perfect love casts out all fear, so that we can be made perfect in your sanctifying grace. In Christ's name, amen.